Now, the rest of the story. This is a war story. World War II. It begins within days of Pearl Harbor, which we recognize on this December 7. And you have joined a global conflagration. Your enemy knows the dedication of your soldiers. Your enemy has already been dazzled by your air power. But does your enemy underestimate the true strength, your forces at sea, especially your submarines, which the enemy recognizes as the largest in the world? On November 5, your War Department calls for the destruction of the enemy's merchant fleet. Your own 6th Fleet of submarines, commanded by one of your best admirals, has been designated as a key force in the operation. 9 of your newest, most versatile subs are deployed into enemy waters. Once there, however, the admiral in command realizes the destructive potential of his fleet. You're so close to the enemy coastline, why not go all the way? Why not proceed within striking distance of enemy shores? And the order is given, and in days your subs are positioned along the enemy coast, ready to attack, prepared for a general surface bombardment of principal radio and navigational stations, and the shelling is scheduled to commence on Christmas Eve. On Christmas Eve, 1941. Your submarines are in position along the enemy coastline, ready to strike. But at the last moment, Christmas Eve, 1941, a bulletin is received from Combined Fleet Headquarters, cancel operation, return to base. The time is not right. Weeks pass before you return to enemy shores. It's now the following February. Your monster submarine, the I-17, has reached one of the enemy's prime naval ports. On the afternoon of the 23rd, she surfaces. Now at last the time is right, the order to open fire. An enemy oil installation is hit. After 20 minutes of shelling, the shoreline is a mass of craters. And you are not done with them. Your magnificent I-17 will continue to prowl enemy ports, sinking every cargo vessel she can find. Your submarine I-25 will blast away at the enemy coastline north of I-17's territory. Subsequently, from the topside catapult of I-25, air raids will be launched, bombing runs, air strikes as deep as 50 miles inland. These are not outposts you have hit. This is the enemy mainland you have hit. Americans, I've been talking to you for 4 minutes. You've seen a chapter of World War II through the eyes of the enemy from the perspective of the Japanese. For the last 4 minutes, you've relived attacks that actually occurred now. Assaults against the United States mainland. Until 4 minutes ago, you thought our country had been bombed only at Pearl Harbor. Oh, no. No, sir. Japanese aircraft bombed the state of Oregon. Japanese submarines were stationed off 3 states. Were poised at 9 West Coast locations, including Los Angeles and San Francisco. 1 submarine shelled an oil installation in San Diego. Another from 8 miles offshore shelled the shore at Fort Stevens, Oregon. That's right. The United States mainland was both shelled and bombed by the Japanese. And you never knew. Until you learned the rest of the story.